Shalom Aleichem of BFF Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Bechoros Yudalid, Bechoros 14a, pagination is 27. We're going to start on this page at the beginning of the page, Masnisin, where the new Mishnah begins. But I'd like to turn back a page and get a little bit of insight from the start of this perek, the second perek of Bechoros. So you could join me on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph 13a, pagination 25. About a third of the way down, you'll see the beginning of the perek in the middle of the first line. Paraso, we're dealing with a kosher animal now, a cow, that is having a firstborn. The first perek was dealing with chamor, the donkey case, which is the non-kosher animal, and that firstborn is going to be redeemed by an exchange. This animal, kosher animal, is going to actually be given to the Kohen. And as we'll see, because we're dealing with a kosher animal, we're going to have the ability to compare it to an animal that was designated to be a korban in the Beis HaMikdash and see what elements there are of similarity. In particular, when we get to today's daf, we'll see the discussion about a mum, a blemish. Does a blemish affect kodshim, animal meant for the Beis HaMikdash, or bechor, the firstborn? How does blemish play into that? If you'll join me in this Mishnah on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, the beginning of the Perek, four lines in the middle of the line, dealing again with a kosher animal. HaKohanim v'Halevim chayovim. Kohanim and Levim are obligated in this mitzvah. Shalo niftiru mibuchar behema tahora. They were not absolved from the firstborn rules of a kosher animal. So they're going to have to designate it, separate it, and it has its rules. It goes to a kohen, it can go to them, but it does have its rules. Ela mipidyon haben umipeter chamor. The place that kohanim and levim are absolved is when we're dealing with the firstborn of a human redemption and the firstborn by a non-kosher animal. But by the bechor of a kosher animal, Kohanim and Levim are included. Let's continue on to today's daf, Masnisin, the top of Yedalid Amud Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Kol HaKodshim, anytime you have a case of an animal designated to be a korban in the Beis HaMikdash, Shekidem Mum Kavua Lehekdeshon, that a stable blemish, meaning there are temporary blemishes, and there's a stable blemish that's here, and it has to be reckoned with. Mum kavua lehekdeshon. There was a definitive mum before it was made hektesh. The animal exists, it's owned by somebody, and there was a mum, a blemish that preceded the owner making the statement that it should be kodesh, holy. V'niftu. And now it was redeemed. It wasn't able to be brought as a karban. So it was in holding by the gizbar, by the person designated in charge in the Beis HaMikdash, as an asset, but not as a korban of the Beis HaMikdash, v'niftu, and now you redeemed it. Says the Mishnah, chayovim bivechora. Such animals, if they give birth, will be obligated in the firstborn rules, because the animal was never really kodesh on the highest level, because it has a blemish preceding the declaration that it should be holy. Uvematanos, and it's going to be obligated as an animal, what are the mitzvahs associated with it? In the gifts to the Kohen, the Zeroa Lechayayim Vekeva, Rashi on the third line, Kechulin Gemurin, like totally non-sacred, because it was only the Beis HaMikdash's as an asset, but not as a carbon. V'yotzim l'chulin, and when you redeem it, it goes out to chulin, to non-sacred, ligazes, you're allowed to shear it, v'li'ovid, you're allowed to work it. Whereas, at the end of the Mishnah, presumably tomorrow's session, we'll do that, there are going to be restrictions if it actually became Kodesh and then got Emum. Skipping two lines. Ein Osim Temura. You can't do the exchange rules associated with it. Or perhaps better said, the exchange rules won't apply. When a person tries to exchange an animal designated as a carbon, so lo yumiranu, it doesn't work, the exchange doesn't work. Vim homer, and if you try, vayahu usumuraso yihya kodesh, both of them become kodesh. But over here, enosim temura, that doesn't apply because it's not truly a carbon. Chutz min abechor, except for a bechor, the Mishnah says, as one example, we're having a mum is not going to stop it from becoming sacred. Says Rashi, midway in the Rashis, the first word on the line we'll start with is min, chutz min habachor v'hamayser, sha'afilu b'mumon, even if a bechor, a firstborn, has a mum, cholo aleyen kedusha chamura de bechor rechem mekacho. The halachas of holiness that apply to a firstborn will apply to the firstborn even if it has a mum, because the rechem mekacho, the womb, is what sanctifies it. And therefore, it is going to be given to the Kohen. The only difference is that it will not be offered as a karbon, because it has the mum. But in terms of being sacred as a bechor, it does become so. We'll look to do the rest of the Mishnah tomorrow. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.